Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
1025. So the celebrity that I was talking about that is accused of perhaps some inappropriate behavior, maybe you've heard of him. If this sounds familiar. Remember this guy? Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin is allegedly facing 50 years in prison following domestic violence allegations reportedly filed by his 21-year-old nephew. Earlier this month, it was revealed that a judge in Puerto Rico has issued domestic violence-related restraining order against the Latin pop icon. The victim's name was not previously disclosed. However, according to Spanish publication Marca, Martin's brother, Eric Martin, claimed that the victim is 21-year-old Dennis Yadiel Sanchez, better known as the singer's nephew. Under Puerto Rico's laws for incest charges, the sentence for Martin could be 50 years in prison if the allegations are true. The publication reported that the complaint was made anonymously under Law 54, known as the Domestic Abuse Prevention and Intervention Act. El Vocero, a Puerto Rican newspaper, reported that the order states that Martin and the person who filed the complaint dated for 7 months. The person reportedly alleged that Martin didn't take the breakup well and was loitering around the petitioner's home at least 3 times. Earlier in the month, Martin was slapped with a $3 million lawsuit from his ex-manager for unpaid commissions, and legal documents allude to her protecting Martin from potentially career-ending allegation. The allegations against Ricky Martin that led to a production order are completely false and fabricated, a representative for Martin told the Post earlier this month. And they said that we are very confident that when the true facts come out, Ricky Martin will be fully vindicated. Okay. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Hello, you're on the Johnny B. Show.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Diane. Did you bang a relative?
Unfortunately. My parents are both only children.
Yeah.
So that means I have no aunts and uncles or cousins. And I have one sister alive, and she's a biatch, so there's no way I could do it.
Just sticking to dogs. I like it.
That's it.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, can you hold on? I do want to talk to you, but I have somebody else on hold. I want to make sure that they, you know, didn't bang a relative.
Okay.
All right, cool. Hang tight. Thank you. There's Diane. Just banging dogs. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey!
Yo! What up?
I banged a relative.
You did? Oh my God. To who?
Your mom.
That's cruel. Thank you, Uncle John. There he goes. I should have known. All right, hey, Diane.
Okay, about food?
Yeah.
Did you listen to Mike Kelta's show? I think it was a replay, best sub. Did you hear about Carmen eating at Taco Bell?
I didn't. Please tell me.
Okay.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Because her and her boyfriend, if they want to eat there, they have to have sex before, because if not, it could be fart time.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I
you didn't hear that?
No, I didn't. But I think Taco Bell gets a bad rap. I think there are plenty other fast food establishments that, you know, Taco Bell has it gives you diarrhea thing, but I don't think it's any worse than any of the other ones.
I don't know. I like it. It's my stress. When I'm stressed, I eat there.
What's your favorite item at Taco Bell?
Either the crunchy taco or the soft taco.
Oh, you're just generic. Oh, that's okay. I mean, that's all good. It's basically the same thing.
I don't need a ton. You know, I'm not big, so it's enough.
Yeah, I hear you.
But her and her boyfriend have to plan ahead if they're going to eat there.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Does she
they don't want to be tooting on each other.
Is she concerned because they're doing, like, backdoor stuff?
No, it wasn't really about that. And then Mike's wife got on. It was funny. It was a replay, but it was all about farting and pooping, which unfortunately I think is hilarious.
Oh, everybody does. Hey, Diane, hang on a second. I got another call. I want to make sure they didn't bang a relative.
Okay.
Thank you, Diane. Hey, Johnny B. Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy. What can I do you for?
I did not bang my cousin, but I did think she was hot before I knew she was my cousin.
So tell me, I've had some, and let me get your opinion on this, because I've had some, like, step cousins that I've been attracted to, but I don't think that counts because there's no blood whatsoever.
Nah, no blood means you're good.
Good to go. Now, would it be weird, though, let's say if something, it's not going to happen, but let's say this step cousin was like, oh, yeah, I like you too. And then we started dating and we went to a wedding together. Do you think you would get weird looks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate because there's really nothing there, but I feel like it would be weird too. Was this cousin like a first cousin by blood?
I guess a second cousin, a second and third cousin. So what actually how it went is I went out to Italy to see family. And I'm like, oh, this girl's hot right here. And my father hits me in the shoulder. He's like, that's your cousin. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, but you didn't know. So I have a similar story with this, sir. There's my father's brother. They had kids, but they live in California. And I kind of knew that I had this cousin, but I haven't seen her since she was like a little baby. And I found her on Facebook and I went, oh, my God, she's a freaking knockout. And I should not be having these feelings. So I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah, see, unfortunately for me, I told my father, I was like, all right, let's go meet all our cousins, every family member that we have in town. That way I could enjoy myself a little easier here.
Did you make a move?
No.
No? Did you think about it? Was it like 50-50 on the edge of your seat?
Yeah. There was plenty of other hot women in the town to keep me busy.
That's what's up. All right, well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you.
You guys keep doing your thing, man.
Thanks, brother. See ya. Johnny B. Show, who's this? Did you bang your relative?
Well, you know, after I had sex with my second cousin, I just stopped counting.
Is that true? You really did have sex with your second cousin?
No, come on. That's just a joke. Oh, but it was appropriate for the subject. So
I got you.
Have a good night.
Thanks, buddy.
Out.
Later.
You're welcome.
That's very exciting. I was really thinking that guy banged his second. Now, let me tell you this. Let me tell you my view on the Ricky Martin thing that some people may find offensive. And other people may think I'm a progressive because what's the crime here? Now, I know it's weird, okay? Like, you shouldn't be banging your cousin. Everybody knows that. But I think the crime is that, you know, you could potentially breed, right? If you're a male and a female as we know it biologically, which is up for debate now, I understand, in this kooky world we live in. But, you know, if you were to get together with a brother, a sister, a cousin, or whatever, you could end up impregnating them. That could end up to some sort of diseases down the line. It could the offspring could be genetically, you know, not normal. Okay, so I can see how that is not good, but there's not really a risk here in this Ricky Martin, you know, scenario. They're two men. They're not going to breed. Yeah, it's weird, but should Ricky Martin be doing 50 years in prison for this? I mean, I don't think so. I don't think he should be doing any jail time for this. There's just not the same sort of risk and gamble that goes into a male-female relationship that, you know, a gay relationship. Same thing with two women, too. You're not going to have that same thing. Now, you're weirdos. I'm probably not going to invite you to my family reunion. But, you know, what's the crime? It's a victimless crime. These people are both consenting. What's the big deal? Johnny B. Show, who's this?
This is Jump Up Mike. Mr. Will, you're doing a fantastic job by yourself, sir.
Oh, thank you, Michael. It's so good to hear from you. Have you banged a relative?
No, but my dad is adopted. His parents are cousins. My dad's first wife was his cousin, but his cousin through the his parents' biological niece.
Oh my
God!
That's I don't know. That's so complicated. Okay, so let me get this straight. So your father is a product.
Is adopted.
Was adopted, but your father was. Hold on. Your father was. Tell me if I'm right or wrong on this. We just got to take it one step at a time. Your father was a product of two cousins that got together, banged, and then the cousin gave birth and gave them to an adopted family.
No. Okay. My dad's parents were normal. His adopted parents were cousins. He married, niece, I guess you could say.
He married his niece?
I don't know.
This is, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I know. It's like algebra here.
It's weird. I don't get it. It confuses me. I'm 40 years old and I still don't get all that stuff. But
well, you may be partially inbred. That could be why.
Maybe that's why I'm fat.
maybe. I think it's your pizzas that you make and your food that you eat. But, you know, what do I know?
No, actually, today for food-wise, first time I had Four Rivers at a pulled pork.
Oh, yeah?
It's really good. Four Rivers Barbecue is really good.
Yeah, I know that's a chain, but I've heard great things about that place. I haven't made it out there yet, but I heard it's awesome.
I had the one in Tampa. I think it's on Hillsboro. I don't remember.
It's Riverview, right?
And I work in Tampa.
I thought it was in River. I don't know. I thought it was, but I could definitely be mistaken on that.
Yeah, this whole cousin thing. Does he deserve 50 years in jail? No.
How much jail? That's a good question. I can pose to you and other people. 727-579-1025. Mike, if you're the judge in this case in Puerto Rico, how much jail time would you sentence Ricky Martin to for banging his nephew?
Did he know it was his cousin?
Yes. It's his nephew. Actually, his brother's son.
You got to give him the maximum sentence.
50 years for a victim? A victimless crime?
50 years, no, that's too much.
Right.
Just kind of like what they're doing with that basketball girl. Way too much for the crime committed.
Yeah.
I'd say a couple years, some house arrest, but actual jail, no.
Okay, so now we're talking basically, so we went from 50 years in prison, and I've talked Mike down to probation for this crime. I should have been a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. You did a good job.
I appreciate it, Mike. Well, thanks for the call, man.
No problem. Well, you have a good night.
Yes, sir. You too. See you, buddy. There he goes. Johnny B. Show, who's this? Thank you. All right, Diane, how much time are you going to give Ricky Martin for banging his nephew?
Well, if it's consensual, was it consensual?
It was consensual. He was an adult, you know, by this time, I believe.
Zero.
Any probation, anything?
No, if it was consensual, how old was the boy or whoever?
I think he was of age. I think he was in his 20s at this time when they dated for 7 months. I'm not sure, actually.
I don't think so. And I also think prostitution should not be illegal.
I agree. Can I ask you something? I know you're going to get mad at me, but I kind of touched on it, and I thought that you were just being a little shy. Were you ever a prostitute at any point in your life?
No, I know you've touched on it, but no.
You swear to me. You're not lying.
I will swear on my daughter's life, no.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God, that's gross. Okay.
I know. I'm sorry. I know you're going to get mad. Hang on, Diane.
Hang on, Diane. You've seen me. I got no boobs.
So what? Okay? Believe me, you got
I'm
a mouth. That's all you
little
need.
Rat. Nobody's going to want to do me like
no,
that.
No, I don't think. Believe me, I've seen some rough ones on Nebraska Avenue. Hang on a second, Diane. I want to make sure this person hasn't banged a relative. Hang tight. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
My name's Kim.
Kim, have you banged a relative? Yes or yes?
No.
Oh,
no, but my first kiss was my cousin when I was about 5. He chased me around my mom's bedroom and kissed me.
Okay. I don't think that counts, but it's something.
No, but, hey, Will, I want to ask you,
sure,
because I was bringing in groceries when you were doing the story. Isn't the point of this that the nephew who he banged was underage when he banged him? If it was a 7-year relationship, didn't you say the nephew's 21 now?
Well, let's see. It says that the claim that the victim is 21-year-old Dennis Sanchez, the singer's nephew. I don't see where it said like a time frame in here. Did I say 7 years? Maybe it was in the story and I was just reading.
No, but I heard it on the previous show.
Okay.
I heard it when they were talking about it on the previous show.
Okay, because it says Martin and his husband, Spanish-born, blah, 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 have been married since 2017. Okay, so that kind of changes things, I would say.
I think the Mo said 7 years, but I've been running in and out of the grocery store, so maybe I heard it wrong. I thought that's what the big deal was about. Not consensual, but underage.
Right. Okay, so that definitely changes things. But let's say that it's that the nephew was of age. How much time in prison would you give Ricky Martin for this crime?
I don't know that I'd give him jail time at all.
Agreed.
If it was consensual and two adults, if they were related.
Let me ask you this. What about if it's just, you know, a male and female, and let's say they use protection and use contraception. Would you sentence those people to any sort of prison?
Nope. I actually know somebody who went from Ohio to New York to marry their cousin because it was legal. I think it was New York, but he married his first cousin. He had to go out of state to do it. Hmm. The thing is, with medical stuff, with her, if she got pregnant, I would think there'd be enough testing to, you know, whatever happened, take care of it.
Right.
Prenatal testing.
To see if there's any sort of genetic condition.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's probably an outdated law.
Yeah, it really is. I don't think I like the idea of two adults. Now, if this is true and Martin had been, you know, having this relationship with an underage boy, then, yeah, that totally changes things. And maybe the 50 years would be appropriate at that point. But I don't know. It's just, to me, I don't see what the crime is here, especially if they're not able to breed. Then that's really otherwise it's just two, you know, adults who are just weirdos.
Right. Right. I'm going to hang up and Google it. Have a good shift.
All right. Thanks. Let me know what you find out.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Diane, I'm sorry I insinuated that you might have been a prostitute. I was just curious.
Okay. I'm listening.
Okay.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.